Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. My name is. Oh, that is just not going to work at all. Oh, never accept a dare from Mark Walsh. Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. My name is Leslie Kaminoff, and you may know me as the co-author of the international bestseller, Yoga Anatomy. But I'm also the co-founder of yogaanatomy.net. Now, that's a platform we built 11 years ago where we offer online courses and in-depth anatomy modules that support teachers, teacher trainings, and students all over the world. So that's why we are thrilled to be sponsoring all the incredible sessions here on the Yoga Channel, including my own. And if you feel a connection with the way I teach, I have some great news for you. We are extending scholarships to all members of the Embodiment Conference. And you can find that scholarship info and links to yogaanatomy.net in the description for this presentation and in the show notes. In the meantime, enjoy your body, enjoy your breath, and enjoy your conference. And I'll see you online.
So, welcome to the Yoga Channel. Little hiccup there. So welcome to today. Today we have with us Samantha Bellier. Samantha has always traversed through many realms of experiential training, exoteric explorations, and academic study, which has developed into a profound passion for psychosomatic integration and a living life in deep conversation with nature. Having practiced yoga and meditation for over 12 years, weaving the breath, movement, contemplation, meditation has been a solace in our own healing and revealed a potent path for empowerment. Sam's classes are rich and explorative, yet playful, threading somatic movement with poetic rhetoric, embodied philosophy. Known for her slow and soulful teaching style, she holds space for students to journey into their own rhythms and embodiment as gateways to delight in their own empowerment and awakening. In this way, she feels the practice is a call to come home to ourselves, an original intimacy with the deeper currents and conversations of life. Before I hand over to Samantha, if anyone would like to join her in the main room, please raise your digital hand so that she can see you. And if not, it's my great pleasure to hand you over for this session of the Wild Spine.
Thank you so much, Maggie, for the beautiful introduction. Super honored to be here with everyone right now. My name's Sam. I'm from Sydney, Australia. And this class is really a blending of like all of my favorite things and a real blending of deep somatic work into some like yoga exploration as well. So have a real beautiful blend of dipping into like that rich somatic terrain, I guess, and then also being able to move in, the yoga format as well and see how those two really blend well together. There is a playlist link that will connect to Spotify, which I hope you guys have all got that link now, because I want to get pretty much into it straight away and get right into the experience of it rather than articulating it with too many words. It's so nice to see some faces up on the screen as well. So nice to have you guys here. So with that, I'm going to get you guys to start the playlist from now. And then you're going to find a space in your room, in whatever room you're in right now, just to begin to walk around. So you'll come up to stand on your feet. I should have said this, but this practice, you literally just need a space to move in, a mat, anything like that. And just simply begin to walk around your space. So wherever your body kind of leads you or guides you to go to, you just start to walk around. And as you walk around, also center your awareness, or start to center your awareness into your spine. So you might even feel how your spine moves as you walk. Or even just bringing attention to it, to start to bring it into conversation. to bring it into this moment, to bring it into here. And as you continue to walk and sense into how your spine moves, how your spine allows you to walk, you might even feel little different movements, like how the spine can flex, it can bend, you can side stretch. And just start to add on different movements of your spine as you continue to walk around. You can extend and lift up, you can fold, you can bend to the side. So just start to also play into these different ways the spine can move. And letting yourself really stay in the feeling of it. So there's no right, there's no wrong. There's no, am I getting this right? That just kind of feel what comes up, what arises for you. Cool. Now, in a moment, we're going to make our way to lie down. So wherever that comes for you, you might continue walking for a little bit. But we're going to make our way to lie down on our mats from here. Or if you don't have a mat, floor, whatever you're working with today. And then allow yourself to lie down. If Shavasana is an okay shape for you, you can straighten your legs out along the earth. Or you'll bend your knees, take your feet wide and bring your knees together. Amazing. And let your hands spin off your body, palms can face open. If you need a little bit more connection or container, you could also keep your hands to rest onto your body. I'm just spending a few moments now, allowing all of that movement to gently simmer down. And as we lay our bodies against the earth, allowing the weight of you to drop back into the floor. Could almost sense into or feel like a blanket of gravity that hugs your body down into the earth. And as you begin to allow yourself to sink and sink and sink, sensing the weight of you here. So how we feel presence within our bodies is through the felt sense of our own weight. And you might even sense that just to where your body is touching the earth, the back of your skull, back of your shoulders, the imprint of your spine, the back of the pelvis, potentially the back of your legs or your feet. And as if your body was sinking into sand or sinking into warm clay. So that you start to mold yourself into your mat. And even starting to draw forth this memory of when our bodies were once within the earth. You know, so many traditions speak to the spine as its central pathway of knowing. And it not only can take us into altered states of experience, but it also carries our evolutionary imprint. Once when we were single-celled creatures, and then grew backbones and wings and paws and scales and fins. It's as if your spine here was embedding itself into the earth. And
Letting yourself receive the support of the earth rising up to meet you and hold you. It's the way it always has, the way it always will. So as you lie here against the ground, I'm going to take a spinal bath or bathing our spines with breath. And if you start all the way down at your tailbone and begin to send your exhale and just your exhale breath right into your tailbone. And send a couple of breaths in there, so there's no rush in this, there's no hurry. But taking the time to begin to call forth, to draw forth this deeper awareness and sensing capacity of our spines. And then start to move up your spine really slowly by bathing each exhale breath into one little piece of your spine or vertebrae at a time. So you'll move up from your tailbone, move up one vertebrae. And sending your exhale breath right into it. And you may start to feel that as you breathe in this way, there's a deepening of your body presence, your bodily becoming. More of your weight starts to settle back down into the earth. And keep breathing in this way, sending your exhales or bathing your exhales right into your spine. You might be moving up through your lower back now. And if you're in a different timing, your head or behind, totally being in your own timing as well. Just moving up one vertebrae at a time. I'm starting to feel this very slow imprinting, the same way that you can imprint or a fossil imprints itself. Like we're creating that same imprinting of our spine into the clay of the earth. If you haven't got there already, start to send your exhales through your upper spine, through your thoracic. Holds your ribcage. You might start to feel into any other openings or shifts that occur throughout the rest of your body. As we start to anchor into this central pathway, this gateway into our evolution, our ancestry, into potentially ecstatic realms of experience, altered states of awareness, all held within the center of our spine. And if you haven't got there already, start to send a couple of exhales right into the back of your skull. Letting the front of your brain melt into the back of your brain. your eyes to fall back deep inside your eye sockets. Now stay here, laying against the earth and deepening into what is. And yourself, take a little tracking point or touch point to feel the weight of your body now. Whether it feels lighter or heavier or whatever it is, just taking a little touch point. Now, if you gently start to roll your head side to side, start to bring a little bit of movement in, letting your head roll one side across to the other side. So start to bring in this almost like a little wiggle of movement. Letting your brain sway side to side as your weight sways across the back of your skull. If your legs are all the way in Shavasana, I invite you to bend your knees, begin to place your feet on the earth. And allow a little bit of movement just by rocking your spine against the ground now. And just by almost pressing your heels and letting your spine rock. A little press of your heels away and you start to create this rock or wiggle that can go all the way through your spine. And then allow the rocking to gently simmer and come to a stop. And feeling into any inner movement. Any movement inside. Now from here, we're gonna start to draw our knees in towards our belly. You may spend a few moments here hugging your knees in or even taking your knees out wide to the side. And keep these two touch points at the back of your skull and the back of your pelvis, so sacrum and occiput, heavy on the earth. Now here we'll take our knees right into our belly if they're not there already. And start to roll onto your right side and come just into a little fetal position lying on your right side. And let your spine now imprint itself down through that side. And then begin to roll onto your back again. Let your spine roll its way into the earth. Bring your knees in towards your belly. That's it. And then roll onto your left side to create a little fetal position laying on the left. So starting to bring in this rolling, this evolutionary rock of movement. Something we know deeply from being an embryo. It's our first imprint of movement. And then you'll start to roll onto your back again. And now we'll add this as a movement pattern. You'll roll to your right side again. And keeping it really simple. And then roll onto your back. And then keep this going. You'll roll over to the left. And then you'll roll back. Now we're going to add on one last little thing. You'll roll to the right. This time press your hand down that you're moving up towards a seat. Get to a height of the seat. And then come all the way back down and roll backwards again. And then roll all the way over to the left. Press one hand down, come up towards the seat. And then roll back down to the earth. Release. Now start to go in this in your own time. So you roll over, you press up, you move towards the seat and then come back down and let yourself roll through the middle. You'll roll to the left, press off, lift up just a little bit and then roll all the way back down. We're gonna do this one more time each side. Just bring this rolling, this swaying in. You roll over, you lift, and then roll back onto your back. Going it to the left side, last time, your pace. And let yourself come all the way onto your back. We'll roll to the right side. And this time press up and you'll come to hands and knees. Finding your way forward. Onto hands and knees. Keeping that same sense of movement, you'll just start to roll your spine around in hands and knees. You might shift from right side to left side to right side. You could also keep sending your exhale, bathing your spine with breath. And now whatever direction you're going, start to go the opposite way. So roll over, sway to a side, drop in. Now all the way from here, you're gonna start to slide back to a squat or through Malasana. To walk your hands back in towards your knees. Come over your feet, drop your heels back behind. Good, you might stay up on your toes, let your heels drop down to the earth. We'll place our hands down to the ground, start to straighten your legs, come through a forward fold, letting your spine release. Then again, create a little bit of swing. You might sway your torso to the left, to the right. And letting the movement come now a little bit more organically. Keeping these touchstones, the back of your head, the back of your pelvis. And tracing your breath along your spine in between. Now from here, you'll stay in the fold. Please bring your hands up onto your pelvis and soften into your knees. From here, you're gonna start to roll your way up to stand. Let your tailbone anchor down the back of your legs, begin to creep up one vertebrae at a time. Let your head be the very last thing that rises up. And take a little moment as we've come back to stand, you can release your hands down, close through your eyes. And have a little moment to drink it in, but also check back in. From that first moment that we stood and we walked around our space, taking a baseline of your spine now. You might even explore a little bit of movement just in standing, going back towards some side bending, some extension, and feeling your spine and how it moves now. So we start to wake up little layer by layer, little breath by breath, little piece by piece. Now I just realized I'm all the way at the back of my mat. You might be too. I'm gonna get everyone to come up to the front of their mats from here. So let's deepen this in one layer deeper. You take your hand to the back of your skull. So one hand goes to the back of your brain. And one hand to your sacrum, so the flat bone right between your pelvic halves. And as we did that spinal bath or bathe right at the beginning, with your hands on your body here, send a few breaths in between your hands. So you can choose your inhale could go down your spine or up your spine. But using your attention and your inner sensing, sending your breath up and down between your hands. You might find how as you do that, there might be a little undulation or a little movement of your spine as you connect your breath in this way. Now we're gonna start to release our hands down off us. Let your body, the front of your body rest back. Letting your eyes rest towards the back of your skull, your belly rest into the back of your pelvis. Come into a Surya Namaskara seat together. On your next inhale, your arms begin to rise up and stretch your breath from the base of your spine up through your fingertips. And now slowly come down through forward. We're going to trace the middle, bring your hands right down through center and pour yourself to the earth. Now, next inhale, start to halfway lift, snake from your tailbone, falling through the crown of your head. From here, we're going to step our left foot back to a lunge. You keep your fingertips on the earth and let your left knee lower down to the ground. Next inhale, arms rise up, low lunge. And on your exhale, let yourself stay and arrive. Take a breath here from sacrum to back of skull to sacrum. So keeping the center of our awareness, our touchstone, intersecting the very middle of us. You'll stay here one more breath in. And then exhale, fingertips release down to the ground. From here, you're gonna come through hands and knees, let your right knee slide back next to your left knee. Place your palms on the earth fully. On your next inhale, start to round to draw breath in, tailbone drops, back of heart lifts. On your exhale, let your belly drop, your heart lifts up, and keep going, knees, chest, chin to the earth. You'll bend your elbows, your heart, and your throat to the ground. Tops of feet heavy, you'll wave through cobra, casting your breath right up into the dome of your skull. And exhale, your lower back down to the ground. From here, we'll tuck our toes under. And you're gonna slide back to an active child's pose. You'll press up your palms and slide your butt back into your heels. On an inhale, round up to hands and knees, humble your brain down. And then exhale, downward facing dog, slide up and back. Now in between, wave forward into plank pose, let your heels rise, pull your breath up your spine, shift your shoulders over your wrists, and stay there, deep breath out. Drink in one fresh breath here. And then exhale, downward facing dog to rise. From here, we'll step both feet together. And next inhale, left leg slowly traces your breath up high. On an exhale, you'll open your hip and bend through your knee. Stay here, one rich breath in. And then exhale, start to draw left knee in towards your belly, ripple across the back of your body. And step your left foot forward through your hands, lunge. You'll sink your right knee down to the earth. Low lunge, arms lift. And stay for the breath out. Your eyes soften back, your breath deep inside, one deep breath here. And exhale, fingertips release to earth. On an inhale, you'll tuck your right toes under, let your right leg rise up, fingertip lunge, look forward, and step forward, forward fold. And halfway lifts, lengthen out. And exhale, fold, release. You're gonna roll back up to stand, so soften your knees, drop your tailbone down and creep up. Feeling how you can lean back into your spine as you rise. As you come all the way to stand, bring one hand back to the back of your skull, one hand to your sacrum. And take a few moments to tune back in. So we start to deepen this connection into what we feel, into this ancient imprint inside of our bodies, this home of ourselves. And now next inhale, arms start to rise back up again. And exhale, bring palms down through center, fold. On your inhale, halfway lift, lengthen out. And please step your right foot back to lunge. From here, lower your right knee to the earth and low lunge arms. Start to peel your way up, savoring that lift. Then this time, exhale, fingertips really straight back down to the ground. You'll come through hands and knees, left knee meets your right knee. Straight away, inhale, start to round through core breath in. And then exhale, drop belly, lift heart, sink down, knees, chest, chin, so up. Inhale, wave forward into cobra, back of heart unfurls. This time, tuck toes, exhale, slide back, child's pose. And then inhale, round up hands and knees, savor your breath. This time, keep your arms straight, toes tucked, melt in, upward facing dog. You'll let your thigh bones sink, your legs lift and soften through your elbows. Drink in one fresh breath here. And then exhale, downward facing dog pulls you up and back. Straight away, catch your breath wave, ride it forward, plank. And this time, exhale, slide straight back, downward facing dog. From here, we'll step up, feet together. And next inhale, right leg rises up, sweeping into your breath. Exhale, open your hip and bend through your knee. Savor one rich breath here. And now exhale, right knee coaxes into your belly, snake of spine pulls you forward. Right foot steps through your hands to lunge. You'll sink left knee down to the earth. Arms rise up, low lunge. And exhale, fingertips release straight back to the earth. On an inhale, left leg rises up, look forward. Step forward, forward folds. You'll halfway lift, lengthen out. And exhale, pour down, fold. And then inhale, roll up to stance, knees stay soft, taking our spine through every plane of movement, letting your head be the last thing to rise. Take a few moments. You might stay here with hands released beside you, or bring one hand to the back of your skull, one hand to the back of your pelvis. Capture a few moments and breath just to let all of that movement simmer down. And feeling that pulse of breath start to ride its way through your body. Okay, from here, we're going to start to bring in some different movements from here. Please bring one hand to the back of your skull. And one hand to the back of your sacrum again. From here, we're going to start to play with that undulation so you can trace your breath from the back of your skull to the back of your pelvis. And start to feel now this wave of breath, your head might rise and pour back. And on an exhale, you might curl your way in. But from stance, start to play with this. Inhale, lifts, pour your heart back. And then exhale, curl your way in. Start to find this in your own breath rhythm. Feeling how spine leans, how spine curls. Just trying to wake up this movement pattern. This same pattern that all of our friends of water, of the ocean, of lakes, of rivers, how they move. We bring this same sense of fluidity, this same sense of unbroken flow through our spines. And you might even feel how this elaborates into different movement. It might bring you into something like chair, rise you up to a standing back bend. And just start to feel what way this undulation of spine, maybe some pulses, can start to move your body here. The way the breath curls in, the spine softens into itself and extends and reaches. If any time you need, bring your hands back to your body. And even feeling how breath moves in between. Cool. Now from here, I'm going to start to bring in some circular movements. So again, hand can come to back of the skull, hand can come to sacrum. Start to circle your spine now so your hips might move around, your torso might follow, your head might pull in. And even just notice what way you tend to move first. Bring this circular pattern in. You can let your movement get really elaborate, really embellished. And let the movement come from the back of your sacrum, or your sacrum really, and the back of your skull, your occiput. You might even see how the undulation, the circle move together. There's a lift, a lean back, and a circle and spiral around. And you might start to bring your arms into this movement a little more and also start to go the opposite way. So we circle opposite way. You might feel how your arms can come into the movement and start to liberate this circle through your spine. And it might feel really weird and jolty and awkward at first. And so you can stay with it long enough just to awaken a new movement pattern. Right, this is how we know how to move through every plane of movement. It's like an animal that can creep around, knows how to move in every direction, every dimension. So we start to circle, we undulate, we spiral our spines to bring back the life, the vibrancy, the joy, and the delight through our bodies. And to recover that really is our birthright. Cool. We're going to add on one last little thing from here. Bring your hands to the back of your skull, the back of your sacrum. And now you're going to trace the spiral with your spine. Start at your tailbone and let it find a circle. And then start to loop that up your spine. So circle at the base of your tailbone and then follow that circle. So it now becomes a spiral moving up your spine. Remember, in the safety of our own spaces, our own homes, so we have that freedom to let ourselves explore, to meet the edges of our comfort in a really safe and contained way. And again, you might notice, I was just noticing how I always spiral anti-clockwise. So see if you can move in the way that feels a little bit less natural to you. For me, it would be going clockwise. Circle from the base of your tailbone and let it move up your spine. Cool, now I'm going to start to add on just a little bit more free movement from here. You could come back to something like chair pose and the undulations, or now have start to explore how your spine can move you from here. You've got the circle pattern, the spiral pattern, the undulation, the wave. And just start to explore now through your body. In that same way that we walked around the room, at our rooms at the beginning, see how your spine might want to move. And even if it's a weird way or something that's a little unknown or different or foreign, then stay with it and breathe into it. So you start to awaken this very snake-like quality, this fluidity, this adaptability, this variety. Bringing forth all of those memories of nature held inside of our bodies. Like we can move, like we have feathers, move like we have wings. We have scales, feathers, smooth skin. And I promise you, this is one thing I absolutely can promise you, is that you cannot get this wrong. If you just start to explore, we have all those touch points, back of skull, back of pelvis, you could go to undulation, circle, stand and spiral. Or now start to play with however your spine wants to liberate or move its way through. You could even play again with something that might feel more familiar, side bending, extending. And as we continue to move like this, can you give yourself permission to just move? Give yourself permission to move and be moved. You're only going to have just a few more minutes just to curiously explore. You might even start to get a sense of where your spine feels more open, where it feels a little bit more closed or condensed. Can you pay attention to those areas and enjoy your breath there? And cultivate that yoking of presence, letting ourselves become body full, breath full. And have that spirit of discovery and contemplation, just like the yogis. And let ourselves recover. This wilder, delightful center of ourselves. Now I'm going to start to meet you guys all standing back somewhere on your mat, whether it's the top or the middle. And spend a few moments now weaving your breath, or weaving your movement into your breath. Allow yourself to stand on both feet. Feeling your spine hold you. The front of your body resting into your spine. There might still be little movements or sways or spirals. Really always waking up what is always there. Movement, knowing, sensation, breath. That primal sense of language, breath, sensation, and movement. And from here, we're going to let our arms begin to rise. We'll take this into asana now, just a little bit of a touch in to integrate back. Exhale, you'll fall, release yourself down. And now halfway, let's lengthen out. Now come to a grounded warrior three. You'll sweep your left leg back parallel to the earth. Now slide the back of your heart forward through your eyes, one breath in. And then exhale, slowly step back to a lunge. Now step your back foot into warrior one, then lean into your spine to peel you up through the middle. You might even play here just with a little undulation. The back of your sacrum up into the back of your brain. So even in shapes that are a little bit more static or a little bit more held, how do we still find that free sense of movement? That wild origin of movement where nothing is static. Everything is always in movement. You'll stay here one last breath in. And exhale, hands release down to the ground. Let your back heel lift up through a lunge. And come all the way to Wild Thing. You'll go left hand down. Start to roll outer edge of left foot. Your right toes will slowly step behind your left leg. And carve your feet down. Let the back of your heart curl up towards the ceiling. Stay here for one smooth breath in. And now exhale, right hand comes down to the ground. Draw your right knee in towards your belly. And please listen, lower your right shin down to the ground. Come through hands and knees, both knees drop. Keep your butt high, your way forward, Anahatasana puppy pose. Then your palms spread forward, your heart dips to the earth. And especially here in puppy pose, keeping a little bit of a wave, so not just collapsing or spilling out. Keeping your breath moving through you. And from here, you'll start to lift your gaze up, look between your thumbs. Start to let your heart rise round your spine up. And you'll sink down through Sphinx, lower your forearms to the earth. We'll tuck our toes under, press through our big toes, lift our legs, knees off the earth. Palms side back, wrists under elbows. And from the ground, lift up, upward facing dog. And then exhale, downward facing dog, release. On your next inhale, your heels rise up high, gaze goes forward. You'll step or jump, feet arrive to the front. Just sweep out halfway, lift, lengthen. And now sweep your right leg back, grounded, warrior three. You'll pause here for a breath in. And then exhale, slowly step back through a lunge. Let your back foot spin down and you'll rise up, warrior one. Lean into your spine as you rise. Again, just feeling a little bit of movement here. So rather than getting stuck and static, might be a little spiral or circle, wave of spine around. And it's also just feeling into how your body wants to move. There's no right and wrong. Waking up that organic intelligence. One deep breath here. And then exhale, fingertips lower down to the earth. Back heel rise through a lunge. Let's flip all the way to Wild Thing. Right hand goes down, spin outer edge of right foot. And left toes slowly step behind your leg. Press through your feet, let your heart cast up. One breath in. And then exhale, left hand down to the ground. Wave left knee into your belly. Lower your left knee to the earth. Right knee comes down, hands and knees. Anahatasana, palms wave forward out in front. Heart dips down. From here, you'll let your chin rise up, look forward. Roll your spine up. And then lower yourself through Sphinx. You'll bend your elbows, forearms lower to the ground. And this time we'll pause here. You might spin your palms open for this. Let your tailbone drip down your legs. And the back of your heart unravel through the front. Letting ourselves savor a few little sweet moments. From here, we're going to lower all the way down to lie in our bellies. Just stack your palms and allow your head to rest. So to now roll onto your back. So you'll flip over wherever you are, and let yourself pour onto your back. And then take a little breathwork practice to finish. You could do this in Shavasana, you could do this with your feet on the ground, feet wide, knees together. This is a breathwork practice that comes from Continuum and is Lunar Breath. On your exhale, it's like you're sighing inside of your body. Through every exhale, you'll create this inner sigh. And it's not Ujjayi breath, you'll keep the back of your throat, your glottis, your jaw, your neck relaxed. But each exhale sighs into your body. And as you do that, you might start to then reverberate or ripple those sighs throughout your entire body. Now you're welcome to stay here. We're going to slide into a Shavasana, letting your legs lengthen. If you want, your feet fall wide. You're welcome to stay with that breath, savoring the size of your exhales, reverberating and rippling release through you. Or you let that all drift away. Savor the sweetness of rest. you can really gently start to reawaken. Letting one breath ripple into you at a time. And just come back to you as you're lying here. Just that awareness of bathing, washing, rinsing your spine with breath. Remember, it's this deep home base in our bodies. You might start to find movement, stretching, yawning. Arms can go up above your hands, full body on. You bring your knees in towards your belly. And roll onto your favorite side. And we'll come all the way up to a seat. And as you come up, bring your palms together. Palms coming together and brain humbling down. That returning to your ancient or wilder knowing selves is always as close as our next breath.
And to thank all the you for a beautiful session, Samantha.
You're welcome.
I'm afraid we're out of time. We've got a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to come back to you for a last word.
Yeah.
Maybe in the meantime, our participants can share in the chat about your session, how they're feeling right now. I know that I really enjoyed that session. Beautiful flow. So if you want to follow up, you can find out about Amanda at her website, samanthabellier.com, and hopefully that's going in the chat right now. And hey, this was a wonderful session. I'm sure you're going to want to replay it, and there's so many things going on. You all know now how many channels we've got. There's just so much information from so many great speakers. So if you are able to and you want to upgrade and get the whole library, excellent opportunity to do that now. It's going to be great for your professional development also, and you get so many inspirational speakers. Garba Mate, Bonnie Bainbridge-Cohen, if you've missed her, Peter Levine, Jack Cornfield, there's been some fantastic panel conversations as well. Not only do you get the recordings if you own the library, but you also get notes, you get the audio files, which is great if you're like me and you want to learn on the go, listening while you're driving. And you also get learning lists so you can learn in a structured way. So you can digest in your own time and find those sessions that you're looking for, find exactly what you want and be guided through the whole library, which is immense. Also, this event is not free to put on, so it really helps us out. It's so appreciated. And by borrowing the library, you enable everyone access to this event free and live. So staying connected, If you want to continue the conversation with Samantha or amongst yourselves, jump into the coffee breaks through the portal. Should be a link for that coming up. Also join our main Facebook group for the Embodiment Conference. If you didn't do that already, please do so. Coming up next on this channel, we've got internal flow yoga and the neurobiology of wellness with Morgan Palmer Hubbard. So that's going to be a great session too. And before we go, last word from Samantha, please. Would you offer us your top tip on how to be more embodied?
Oh, big question. Such a bold question to ask at the end. Daily practice that drops you into you. Whatever daily practice you love that drops you into you, brings you home. Thank you.
So well said. Thank you again for such a delicious session.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you.